A long-running case involving former members of Nauru's parliament is testing the rule of law in this tiny Pacific nation as it heads towards elections in 2019. Some of Nauru's most prominent opposition figures, including a former justice minister, are facing jail terms on charges of disrupting the parliament. The trial of the so-called Nauru 19 has led to accusations that the government of President Barrenwanga has intimidated judges and undermined the rule of law. An independent Australian judge had been brought to the island to ensure the group get a fair trial. He's now left, and it's unclear whether he'll be allowed back in if the government wins the appeal. Australia provides more than $26 million in aid to Nauru, which still detains hundreds of refugees at the request of Australia, as Max Chalmers reports.
It's the battle that's rocked Nauru's legal system and provoked fresh concerns about the independence of the country's courts. The case of the so-called Nauru 19 started 3 years ago, when suspended MPs held a rally outside the country's parliament. Video of the incident shows the chaos that followed, with a large crowd taking part in what the government of Nauru later described as a riot. 19 people, including three former MPs, were charged. Earlier this month, it appeared the defendants had emerged victorious after a judge ruled the matter be given a permanent stay. Matthew Batsua is one of the Nauru 19. He's also a former MP and justice minister.
When you really think about it, that this 3 years in the courts has finally reached its conclusion, then you just can't help but feel jubilant. There's total relief and jubilation, I guess.
That feeling was short-lived. The government of Nauru declared the ruling was wrong in law and announced its intention to appeal. The independence of Nauru's judiciary has been under a cloud in recent years. Anna Jedgetts is a PhD candidate at Melbourne University's Centre for Comparative Constitutional Studies.
Nauru has always relied on a foreign judge to sit in the Supreme Court and often in the Magistrates' Court as well.
One of those foreigners was Australian Justice Geoffrey Eames. In 2014, he was forced to resign as Chief Justice of Nauru's Supreme Court after being denied a visa to return to the country.
He and the resident magistrate, Peter Law, the magistrate was deported and Geoffrey Eames' visa was cancelled, and that was seen as a way in which the executive was sort of interfering in the tenure of the judges there because of decisions that they'd made that they didn't like.
Nauru's legal system has been in a state of flux since Geoffrey Eames and Peter Law were removed in 2014. Earlier this year, the government withdrew from a treaty that allowed the Australian High Court to sit as Nauru's top court of appeal. University of Melbourne researcher Anna Jedgetts says the government did have legitimate reasons to make the change.
So it announced that it would establish its own court of appeal, and it said that this was sort of a mark of its maturity as a nation, its sovereignty, its independence. The other Pacific Island states all have their own courts of appeal. They don't rely on other countries to provide that.
Anna Jedgetts says there are some good signs about the direction of Nauru's legal system. She says the restructure of the country's courts could make it easier for judges to stand up to any government interference. The government of Nauru also commissioned independent Australian judge Geoffrey Mukey to hear the case of the Nauru 19. That's not enough to satisfy former Justice Minister and Nauru 19 spokesman Matthew Batsua. He says these changes haven't dealt with the core problem.
The one element that hasn't changed since 2014 and still is very prevalent in our small society is the behaviour and the conduct of our government. The menacing behaviour of the Justice Minister is still ongoing. In the last sitting of Parliament, he made threats to the judge because he disliked his decision. He made racial comments and abuse towards our lawyers, who are Australians.
Matthew Batsua also says the government of Nauru shouldn't get credit for appointing an independent Australian judge in the first place. He alleges the government was forced to after hiring its own Australian lawyers from the firm Ashurst.
Because Ashurst said, if you don't get the independent judge, then we will be reluctant to be involved in this trial because it would be just a mockery.
Ashurst Australia declined to comment. Whatever the reason for Justice Mukey's appointment, his final judgment contains some extraordinary criticisms of the government of Nauru. University of Melbourne researcher Anna Jedgetts.
The Nauru courts have been put in quite a difficult position. of determining whether or not they're independent and impartial enough to provide the Nauru 19 with a fair trial. In this case, Justice Muki didn't rule on that point, but he did say that executive interference in the prosecution of the Nauru 19, including attempts by the minister to influence the magistrate hearing the case, denying the defendant's legal representation, blocking their attempts to hire lawyers, things like that meant that the prosecution was an abusive process.
That in part inspired Justice Muki to write in his judgment,
"Such conduct by the prosecuting and administrative authorities within the executive government of Nauru was inappropriate, unjustified and unjustifiable, intimidatory, unprofessional and wrong."
The Nauru 19 are now hoping their country's new appeal court will uphold that decision. Among the many questions is whether Justice Geoffrey Muki will be allowed to return to Nauru to see the case through. The government of Nauru says his commission is over. But RN Breakfast understands it's unclear who would be in charge of the matter if it went back to the Supreme Court. With Nauru heading towards an election next year, Matthew Batsua is planning his campaign and hoping to be returned as a Member of Parliament. He says Australia shouldn't shy away from entering into tough conversations with the government of Nauru.
"I'm not saying that Australia should dominate, because we do value our sovereignty, especially the small independent nation in the Pacific. But we also need to speak to each other frankly and respectfully whenever these issues arise."
That's Matthew Batsua from the Nauru 19, ending that report from Max Chalmers. And a spokesperson for Nauru's government referred RN Breakfast to an earlier statement expressing disappointment with Justin Muki's ruling. They declined to comment further.